From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Psalm 23 and verse 1. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Right, so the title of my series is I Shall Not Want. Okay, I Shall Not Want. Now, for those of you who worship here at Hebron, Sunday mornings we are also going to institute just 30 people. So you have to really take advantage of the Tuesday to the Saturdays. Okay? Sunday mornings, we don't want to have more than 30 people here until we are safe. We're not waiting for the government that does not exist anyway to tell us whether we should be meeting or not. So we want to take precautions as we go along. Is that okay? So you have to tell people, not more than 30 people here on a Sunday morning. Okay? If there's no place, you can come to Samaria. We can take 100. It's a bigger place. All right, a lot of space. Okay? Right, so tell your friends and your family and all of that. Some people don't have the chance to meet. And so if we have the chance to meet, we should make use of it. Okay? Wonderful. So we're talking about I shall not want. And I'm saying that we have to be able to say, I shall not want. If you're a Christian, you should be able to say, I shall not want, isn't it? We looked at the Lord is my shepherd, and we looked at I shall not want. This evening, we're looking at He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down. That's a verse 2. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You see, so the picture should be very, very clear in our hearts. And that is the picture of God. That's the picture of our faith. It is the picture that makes you stand for Him. It is the picture that makes you take risk for Him. It is the picture that makes you want to continuously be with Him and be in His presence. A picture of somebody who is not normal, who's not natural, who is invincible, who is invisible, who is omnipotent, who is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's somebody who can see even into what you are thinking about. He can see into your heart. He knows what tomorrow holds. And that, the knowledge about God, and that is sadly the ignorance many Christians are walking in. God has not been elevated, or maybe elevation is even the bad word. God has not been given the right place He deserves in our eyes and in our lives. And because of that, many people
cannot come to God. They cannot serve God. They cannot worship God. They cannot do things for God. Because to them, God is not anybody who is different from my neighbor or my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my husband or my wife. Then once you put God on the same stage as your husband and your wife, then your wife or your husband will be more important than God. And that is why many people have God, they have equated God to their job. That God is not bigger than their job. So I cannot put my job aside and follow this God you are talking about. Anastasia, are you there? So if you are a Christian, that is even why in the first place you believe in him. You don't believe in somebody who can't take you anywhere. You don't believe in somebody who can't do anything for you. You don't believe in somebody who doesn't have any credentials to stand for you in case of emergency or anything. How do you believe in somebody who can't do nothing for you? And that is why in the olden days, the prophets will always challenge people to prove the God of Abraham, to prove the God of heaven. And after every test, he comes out the best. And people decide from that moment, you know what? We are going to serve this God. If you look at the challenge of Elijah and the prophets of Baal, it was to prove who is the greatest. And that is why in Guyana, we can't be deceived to think that we live in a very peaceful society. It must be clear who is who. Because our God, the Christian God, has been placed on the same level as the Hindu God. Is it Samaria? You see the mosque, the Hindu temple there? They repainted the place just the other day. They took all the gods that were hiding in there. They have these steps or whatever they call it. And they have these small images all around. The other day, they just took them to wash them and paint them. Just yesterday, they came to put them back on. You think about it. And we spoil the thing, though. We make them look like their God is even more powerful. You are afraid of a Jandi flag. You can't touch a Jandi flag. But the Bible says that you shall eat in my name, you shall eat poison, and you will drink poison, and it shall not happen. Nothing shall happen to you. Yeah, are you with me? Yeah. So it's time for you to really assess yourself and to know what you've believed in and who you have believed in and why you believe in him. And if he cannot do anything for you, please don't believe in him. There are other options. You see, in the olden days in Ghana, they used to say that if you're afraid of divorce, you never get a good marriage. That's a proverb our foreparents had. If you're afraid of divorce, you never get a good marriage. And it's true. It's not in the Bible, but it's true. Because if you have a wife or husband who is not doing nothing, left she and go take another one. Maybe that one will work. If it doesn't work, you just leave it. You take another one. Maybe that third one will work. Listen, it's not like how we are here. We are quiet. We are sad. Moving around like we... Cheer! Our foreparents. Eh? Yeah! They said that if you're afraid of divorce, you will never get a good marriage. Yeah. So if this one, 5, 6, 7 years, you said this by day upon stupidness, say, hey, beat out. Throw it. You go say, hey, I'm ready. Come. You want me? Let me go. Second one. Try. Let me try something. Another 5 years. By the time you've changed about 5, 6, you're ready to die. You go. Oh, totally. Is there light outside on? The place is dark. I have all the lights on. Is there light out there? Are you with me? Yeah, that's what my foreparents used to say. If you look into it, it means that because many people don't know choices and who to choose and all of that. Most of these are try and error. So come this, that. So if you see that challenge, that thing is not working. But you see that even child, mother, child, father, people cannot even break away from it. Meanwhile, the thing is not good. It's not good. So I'm saying that David said, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, with a capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord God is my shepherd. He was bragging, he was boasting, he was putting the Lord in his right place to say that he is the only one who watches over me. And ladies and gentlemen, until we are able to really see God the way he is, he will not mean much to us. He will not mean much to us. And I think that if we are going to believe and spend time and spend money and spend our energy on somebody who cannot do anything for us, then we are wasting our time. And it's not that he can't do anything. He's all powerful. There's nobody you have ever met in your life like God. There's nobody. While raving Joseph, he is equal to God. Raven is like a bird. Is it? Raven is a bird. While raving, please. You're talking about Dwight Redmond. You want to compare Dwight to God? Hey, Ivo, please. Georgetown Hospital. You think about it. That's why some songwriters will say, there is none that can be compared to you. If you look around, the most beautiful of all beauties, the most handsome of all handsomes, the most greatest, who can be compared to? So David wrote this psalm that has captured the hearts of many in the whole world. Like you today, in England, they, I think at 12 o'clock in London, England, they call for prayer or something at 12 o'clock. The Archbishop of Canterbury said that everybody should say the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. That's our Father which art in heaven. Everybody should say at 12 o'clock, everybody should pray that prayer. That's what they said today. British. Today. Yeah? It's like, the Lord is my shepherd, is so powerful. Our Father which art in heaven is so powerful that everybody should recite it. And that coronavirus will go away. Can you believe it? We put God, and there's a clip, I don't know whether I shared it with some of you. There's a clip that Trump is talking about Easter. I don't know the question they ask him, because the clip didn't start from there. But he's talking about, I don't know whether he was asked to call for a lockdown of America or something like that. Maybe something like that. He said, no, Easter is coming. He said, Easter Sunday is a very important day. I think he was talking about a lockdown. He said, no, Easter Sunday is coming. I mean, would it not be beautiful for everybody to be together on Easter Sunday? He said, that's what Trump is saying. I mean, a reporter was talking to him as he was walking around the White House. I think it was a lockdown. He said, no. He said, now there are churches online and all, but he said, but it's not the same. Trump is saying it's not the same. I'll forward it to you after church. He said, it's not the same. You saw it, right? He said, it's not the same. He's waiting for Easter Sunday. It's about 15, 16 days from now or so. And after Easter Sunday, then whatever. But he's waiting. He's expecting Easter Sunday to come so that we can all be together and serve God and worship God before anything. Hey! Charlie! Whether you like him or not. I said, whether you like him or not. We have not seen his like here in Guyana. And not in many parts of the world. Do you see a president who says that? Easter. And therefore, he doesn't care about coronavirus. He's not calling for a lockdown of the country. He's waiting for Easter celebration before. He says it's a very important day for him. You see, the Bible says God uses the foolishness of this world to confound the wise. I mean, you will wonder. You wonder that this president, what is wrong with him? Like he had him walking. Oh, that's what you think. But God is so proud of somebody who puts him at the right place. That's why our country is suffering. Because people, you see, let me tell you, You guys have underestimated the Hindu people, you know. Now, you, just for the sake of argument, I don't know Ram Jatanam, I don't know his faith. Is he Hindu? The name Kemraj. Sounds Hindu. Okay. So maybe Granger is Christian, Anglican, right? The Lord's Prayer people, type of people. Which is maybe not bad. And then you have his vice presidential candidate who, let's say, is Hindu. Then you have the other side, you have Erfan who is Muslim. And this guy, I don't know where he belongs to. He probably doesn't have anything. Phillips, eh? Phillips? But at least the general secretary is also Hindu. And the presidential candidate is Muslim. So if you look at it, it is even a battle of religions. It's too confusing. And that is why you see, so when you see what Guyana is going through, behind the scenes, you may not understand it. But it's a battle of faith. It's a battle of power. It's a battle for power. It's a battle. And because, you see, Granger is not a strong Christian in that sense. So the power, he's weak. And he's weak because the Hindu God is not a joke. Lakshmi and this Shiva, they are all over the place. And they have the Muslims, the Islam, the Muslims are also very powerful. And then you have Granger, who's not so much of a, it's not like a Pentecostal or it's a charismatic, he's an Anglican, isn't it? And those people are quieter. They don't speak in tongues. The father would not come and involve himself in so many. He would not even go and lay his hands on Granger like Pentecostals would go to the White House and lay their hands on Trump. So you see that even though he has that form of godliness, he needs prayer. He needs prayer. He needs prayer. If he's the one that God has placed there, he needs to be prayed for. Not because of black or APNU, but because, to me, if you ask me, to me, it is more of a battle between the forces. And I'd rather stay with a Christian than to stay with a Muslim or the Hindu. I hope Guyanese, you understand what I'm talking about. You have to see it. You have to see beyond. Because all the things that God has blessed this country with, that we are finding oil after how many years, the enemy who Adam gave the world to wants to control it. But God is being faithful and merciful to the country by probably giving us a Christian who he can influence. Because the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. So for me, it is not about black or white or race. It is more about religion. It's about God. It was about whose God is God. Whose God is God? Whose God is God? That's what it is about. That's what it's about. You know, so I'm hoping and believing God that as we're going through this series, your faith will rise up. You'll be charged up. That when it comes to your God, you put people in their place. Not by the word of your mouth, but by the power. The power that comes through you. Otherwise, it will forever be. They are the same as us. Yeah, no. If you invite a Hindu to church, what they tell you normally is that, I'll come, I'll try. I don't discriminate. I worship. You know, it's the same God. But you hardly say Christians say. You hardly hear Christians say that. Oh, I'll come to the temple because it's the same God. But it has always remained just by words. No power. And that is the God. So that is the introduction I need you to have in your mind and your heart and your spirit. That we are dealing with someone who does not die. He's immortal. Amen. He's invisible. Amen. The only wise God. Amen. The only wise God. Amen. The only wise God. So if somebody, a Christian, believes in politics, which is okay, that's the person's conviction, then they should also remember that the type of politics in this part of the world, it's more idols and all these demons. So you have to know which side. You see, I prefer that if you are a pastor, you are a bishop, you are a pope or apostle, you want to be in politics, then you form your own party. Suriname has that. One of my pastor friends in Suriname, Apostle Steve Reimer from Logos International, he's from his party, R20. He's from a political party. He's a presidential candidate. He's a pastor. He has a big church. He's from a political party with some of his elders and other friends who are Christians. Yeah. If he was in this country, I would join the party. That is the party that can give you hope, because it is really Christian. But the ones we have here, you don't know which one to choose, because they're all messed up and idol worshippers. And you should never play down on people who despise the God of heaven and worship images. You should never take it for granted. You should never respect people who put the God of heaven aside and worship images. Images that can't speak, that can't do anything, that can't breathe. We take them to go and wash them and paint them and come and put them back. Can't be. I saw it today. I said, wow. They repainted the whole, like that little tower they have. And they came to put back all the images painted. What can that thing do for me? Nothing. Somebody had to do it, make it with cement and sand or something. And the one we serve, he made you. He made me. And I can speak. But that thing that these people are painting cannot speak. Cannot speak. Is it? That's why somebody was telling me about a vision they had today. They had this morning. The person said they had a dream. They had a vision. And I won't mention the name. But they were having a meeting. And many of the person's worshippers, subjects, were kneeling before this particular person and crying that there's no more blood to drink. There's no blood to drink. They were worshipping. They said, there's no blood. And then the person said that this guy, this particular person that these people were worshipping, he became very annoyed. And then he said that we have to stop that guy. So the person who had the vision said that when she looked at what this person was talking about, this person who said that they have to stop this guy had my picture. Because these kind of things are not said anywhere. You can't say it and be with them also. I mean, none of them gives me no cent. None of them brought me here for nothing. I don't need anything from any of them. And it's very difficult for somebody like that to be touched. It's like that my path is nowhere close to any of them. I don't go to them for nothing. I don't mingle with them. I'm in my corner somewhere. What I depend on, what feeds me is God through the people that he has given me. There's nothing. It's like you can't find the source of my strength and power. You can't do anything about it. And this is not the first time. Long before, when I was even in pastoring the Safe Church many years ago, that is when I knew that under the sea they knew me and they knew my name. One of the girls told me, is that Reverend? You are very popular under the sea. They know your name. They call your name all the time under the sea. Yes. Because they hear me when I speak. And if you think this WhatsApp prayer is a joke, please, it's not a joke. It's not a joke at all. This WhatsApp thing that we're doing, but you don't know what it is, I tell you. It is destroying, it is spoiling things, it is creating all kinds of things. I tell you, yeah, the person had a vision this morning. A lot of people were bowing down to this particular individual. I said, oh, they were worshiping. I said, oh, there's oh great whatever. There's no blood. There's no blood. And he was saying, hey, there's no blood. We have to stop this guy. And the person said, when he saw the guy that this person was referring to, was my picture. I hope it's a nice picture of me they took. Yeah, otherwise they should come and take a better one and go and keep it there. Hallelujah. So, Verbeek, know who you have given yourself to. And you have to be convinced that, because if you love yourself, you give yourself to someone who can take care of you. When a man comes to you and say, I want to, will you marry me? You look at a man, you check his back. Can you take care of me? I mean, do you love the person? Is he cute? But you see, if you don't do that, that is why. Many of you have made mistakes in life. You can't make mistake with God, though. You can't do that with God. You can't make mistake with who you give your soul to. So David says in verse 2, that this God, this Lord, he makes me lie down in green pastures. We even want to focus on he makes me to lie down. He makes me to lie down. Now, for somebody to make you lie down, it means that you are not somebody who normally lies down. Yeah, I mean, somebody like me, you, it's very difficult for, it's like sleeping all the time. I like to move around. So if you are somebody who likes to sleep, I don't like you because you come and mess up my routine. You understand? You have to bribe me. You have to give me enough money before I. I like to move. I like to do this. I like to do that. I like doing things for God. And when I don't want to do anything, I choose my moments. Then I'm also wherever in my privacy and I'm doing what I'm doing. But when he says he makes me, to make somebody means that, see, it's not a very simple thing to make somebody lie down when you have to make them lie down. I think somebody said, there's something like that. Is it an insult or something? If you say, oh, somebody says, shut up. I say, okay, make me shut up, right? Aha, if you is a man, make me shut up. Then if he's a real man, then he makes you shut up. Are you there? Are you paying attention? Okay. Yeah, make me. So David is saying that the only person who, when he said, make me, indeed makes him, is the Lord. It is the Lord. Think about it. How many people can make you do something that you don't want to do? Very few. If any. You see, your boss is because he gives you money. That's why you keep quiet. But if he was to meet you on a different day on your different side, you leave the job. He will see the other side of you. Hey, many people, many Christians are walking around controlled and comported. There is something about them that if you make them, you'll be surprised. Yeah. You'll be shocked. He makes me. David said, me, David. Me, the warrior. Me who takes a knife. Do you know the dowry David paid for Saul's daughter Michal? He went to the Philistine. It was Samson. Not David, it was Samson. It was Samson, right? Okay, it's 100 foreskins. Lord God Almighty, let me not think about that one. But David did something also as a dowry. There was something he did.
from a car.
So he said, he makes me that nobody can actually make to lie down. I'm sure every one of us have something that almost nobody can make you do. Yeah. That's why human relationships are difficult, because there are sides of us that we don't want to submit to. For David, it was to lie down. To lie down. And he says, it's only that Lord that makes him lie down. Now, to lie down means to rest, to be at peace. When you study sheep, there are four things that a sheep will not do if you want the sheep to lie down. He will want at least four main things to be taken away before he will lie down. Look at you in a church. Look at you in a church. Look at me in a country that I wasn't born in. He's the only one who can make me. And that is the essence of salvation and even faith. That God, if nobody can make you do certain things, God should be able to make you do some things that you don't want to do. So, here is where those who always want to use the scripture that says that what you like is what God will give you. He will give me the desires of my heart. Why won't God give me what I want? If you are submitted to him as a sheep, he would then have to make you like what he likes. It's a different thing to still choose how you want things to be done with God and how and for God to choose for you how he wants things to be done. There are two different things. That you say he's your Lord, but you still choose how you want things to be done. As to he choosing for you how he wants things to be done for you. They're two different things. And that's the second one is what David is talking about. That God makes him lie down. You see, many of us won't come to church if you realize that a church has some things that you don't like. There are some places you will not live. No way. And nobody can make you stay in certain places. Go to certain places. Eat certain things. Do certain things. Nobody can make you. But he should be able to make you to lie down. So one thing in Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. So we're going to go through four things by the grace of God that for a sheep needs to be taken away before the sheep can lie down. I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. You see, for somebody to do something that they don't naturally want to do, you will have to make room. And even for us pastors, this is where we must learn a lot. Many people will not come to our church if we don't pastor in a certain style. If you are in charge of something, nobody will join. Because you don't eliminate the things that will make somebody lie down in that group.
I don't know if you're following me.
When you have a pastor who people want to be around him, people want to come to his service, it is because of a certain presence he creates. That's what makes people come and lie down. Without that, me going to that church, not me. That's why for the devil to scatter a flock, he first has to create a certain distrust and lack of faith in the person who is in charge so that the sheep will say, hey, no, I can't be there. I can't give myself to him. That is how the devil works. And that's why you hear stories about churches, about pastors. People also go around and they continue with it, not knowing that they're actually helping. Because if the devil cannot make the sheep restless about who is in charge of them, he can't split the church, he can't scatter the flock. Because sheep are very fearful animals. So the first thing you need to take care of is to take care of fear. You take fear away. That's the only reason, the number one reason why a sheep will lie down.
You think about it. Who will lie down for you if they are not comfortable with you? Even right now, when somebody says, I sneezed today in my house and look at my son. He's he's covering his nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Comfort. To lie down means to be at rest. Human beings don't rest. Human beings can't. You see, people don't stay home from work because if they stay home from work, they're afraid that they won't get money.
If they are coughing, they'll still go.
Because so you need a shepherd who can assure you that if you stay home, I will still feed you.
Before you can stay home. Yeah.
Yeah. So fear. We are very fearful people.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Very fearful people. Human beings are afraid. Afraid of the night. Afraid of the dark. Afraid of snake. Afraid of cockroach. Afraid of crapo. Afraid of bat. Afraid of parrot. Afraid of black cat. You see a black cat, it's like, what? What happening? Hey! Centipede, millipede, a bee, follow me. Oh, what? Cockroach. People are afraid. There is something that somebody is afraid of in this world.
Michelle, what are you afraid of? Cockroach? Ah, look. I have one cockroach fear right here. Pinky? What are you afraid of? Everything. Ah, look. So if you're afraid of blood, they say, no, me, I can't work in a hospital. I can't take blood. Centipede. Millipede. Scorpion. Spider. Tarantula. Ah!
I said, but you are so bigger than this tarantula. You are so big.
With a small tarantula. And you are so big. It gotta be a spirit. It gotta be a spirit that makes you afraid of something that is so small. When they were clearing the back there for us to start our the second building, and they came across beast, the bobcat guy closed for the day. He said, nah. He said he's not afraid of anything but beast.
He stopped working. He said, Pastor, if you don't take care of them, I ain't coming. He left his bobcat and he went home. A big fat Indian guy. He's so fat. I mean, as you come and see when he's operating the bobcat can behave like a spider, like that. But when he sees a zombie, he stop work. Some of you're afraid of a syringe when you go to the doctor. I say, Bore. Meanwhile, I'm boring. For the nurse to take off your whatever and put a thing on your butt, you are so nervous. Yeah. People are afraid when they see the thing and say, what? That long? No! So even before we do 2 Timothy 1:7, let me show you a scripture. Yeah. Are you here? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Fear. Nobody wants to go to a place where there's fear. Yeah. And that's one of the things that the shepherd does. He takes away fear. It's like, don't worry. Anything that comes, you don't worry. I'll deal with them. There's nobody who can deal with your fears in this life. Your fear of not getting married, your fear of not having children, your fear of not doing well. What are you afraid of? It is God who can take away and takes away the fear. It is only God who can give you rest from all the things you're afraid about. He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Shabro, are you there? Yeah, that is the devil. Verse 15, he says that, and deliver them who through fear and fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear puts you in bondage. Yeah, whatever you're afraid of, you are bound by it. It means that when that thing is there, you can't move, you are immobilized. So Christ came to deliver all of us who through fear, but this fear was the fear of death. That's why a Christian should not be afraid to die. As long as you have Jesus Christ, you should not be afraid to die. Whether it's by corona or 192 or it's or Ritz or whatever it is, Toyota or Mitsubishi, whatever it is. And deliver them who through fear. So to have many people together in one place and to have a shepherd present, one of the things that has been taken away is fear. One of the things that has been taken away is fear. When people, when the shepherd is around, when God is around, when Jesus is around, there's a certain kind of rest. That's why David said, as long as he is there, he is the only one that can make me sleep. Because when I'm out there in the open, why should I lie down as a sheep? If I'm in the house, if I'm in the pen, I can lie down. But if I go out there and I'm going to eat grass and I'm going to lie down in the grass. Hey, do you know what is in the grass? And sometimes you come to church, you don't even know what is in the church. That's us. Most of the time, people are attracted to a church when they have a friend in there. If they can connect with somebody, it brings a certain comfort, a certain relaxation, and then they can join the church. Otherwise, it's like you come to a new environment, you are not sure. Then you start analyzing. Okay, the preaching wasn't bad. Okay, the music wasn't bad. Okay, well, maybe I'll come again. The uncertainty doesn't make people settle in the presence of anything except when God is there. So the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. He did not give us the spirit of fear. Sheep are fearful. Sheep are timid. It is said that a small rabbit can cause a herd of sheep to run helter-skelter and even jump on each other and even kill one another. Just a small rabbit. They are so timid and fearful. And human beings are like that. If there was an emergency right here, right now, you see who will get out of the gate first? Yeah. When they said Corona has come to Guyana, you see the next day everybody was walking around with masks and gloves. Yeah, Lysol and sanitizer. It's like look at how people are walking around like they're in the operating theater. They're in what was this? Because people are genuinely afraid. People are fearful people. Some say I'm claustrophobic, homophobe. Some say every phobe. I have a phobia. I can't take heights. I can't take class. If the place is a little too small, I can't. I begin to. I can't breathe. What is some jumbies? The shepherd, when the shepherd is there, you should be able to freely. That's what he does. So David said, me too, I have my fears, I have my things, but when Jesus is there, he's the only one who can make me lie down comfortably without thinking about anything. What a God. What a God. What a God. What a God. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6. And I'll give peace in the land, and you shall lie down. And none shall make you afraid. I will. God says, me, I will give you peace, and you shall lie down. Many people don't sleep when they sleep in the night. You see, for some of us, when we are waking up in the morning, it's very difficult. Because the sleep, we are enjoying the sleep. Hey, that's 5 a.m. prayer. I have to set alarm. I have to set alarm. 4:30, 4 o'clock. You come and see me in my house. I wake up, you know, walking like that. Then I see some people, 4:45, they are checking in. I say, so these people, they can't sleep or what? why are they checking in so early? That thing only starts at 5 o'clock. 4:45, they are checking in. What? They didn't sleep? One day, I think there was some noise at the back of my house. And so my wife called me and said, hey, be careful when you are coming home. I said, why? He said, somebody's at the back of the house. I said, well, I'll come and meet that person. Why not? I said, this house that we live inside, the whole place is grilled. So even somebody's in the yard, how is he going to come into the house? It's like you are so afraid that you even forget that there's a grill in the house. So somebody's outside. Oh, let them be outside. They can sleep outside. It's okay. They cannot come inside. He's going to break the grill. Hey, then they came for me, pa. I mean, if with all the grills in the house, if the person comes closer, ever since, then I don't know, I have all the oil in Guyana, I have it in my house. I have some diamond, or somebody has gone to say, I'm a gold dealer or something. Steve's is my own, and did you come? I mean, he said, why would you come and break my grill on my door? I'm a pastor. What are you looking for? Go to Pinky's house. Maybe you can get something. Not me. What I have is in my spirit. Yeah, I go everywhere with it. You get it? Are you with me? So he said, I will give peace in the land. It means that when there is fear, sheep do not lie down. People do not rest in a place where there's a lot of fear. That's when they tell us, Samaria, what are you people doing out there back there? The back there is peaceful. It's very peaceful. I tell you, by the time we settle properly, you come there, you wouldn't want to leave. At this time, you see, the place is cold at this time. It's like you're in America. It's like you're in London. Once you get your mesh in place, you're good. Yeah. If you come there in the night, you see the place is cool. You should go and see. Some people that they are enjoying. We had a back there in the bush. As for mosquitoes, well, they are destined to bite you. That's their purpose on earth. Yeah, that's their mission. That's the will of God for their lives. Yeah, they should drink. When they drink, they should drink. Thou shalt drink and die. He said, and no one shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. This is what God is saying. He said, when I am here, no evil beast. And that's what we need here in Guyana. And that's what we must promote. Outside. Tell people, Chale, are you part of the group that has Lord as their shepherd, who takes care of evil beasts and makes people lie down? And he said, and none shall make you afraid. No crapple can scare you once he's there. He's the one who created the crapple. Cockroach? No way. Cockroach, whichever species you want to talk about. Psalm 4 and verse 8. Psalm 4. Are you following the teaching? So, the Lord is able to make people lie down because he takes away fear. Somebody can steal your heart because he makes you feel comfortable. As our parents would tell their children, anybody who comes at the door and say, mommy said this, no, don't listen to them. We try to create fear so that when somebody comes to the door, they will be afraid and not allow that person to come into the house, isn't it? Because if they play with them and they get too comfortable, they'll say, yeah, oh, mommy sent you? All right, come inside. So you have to create a certain uncomfort when you're not there with your children so that when they see somebody knocking inside, tell them, no, there's nobody in the house. Please don't come here. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Not grill. Not the area you live in. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord that will make you dwell in safety. He's the one that takes away fear for sheep to be able to lie down. You see, when sheep go, when they go out there to graze, in the grass could be a snake. All kinds of animals could be out there as they are grazing. I see, when the shepherd is there, he's the one who, David said it, he said many times when he was talking to Saul, he was reading his resume, you know, to Saul. He said, many times I was taking care of my father's sheep and bears came and lions came and I dealt with them. David was known for that, protecting his sheep. And therefore, when God is there, that is when we can be able to lie down in peace and in rest. May the presence of God in your life make you rest in the night. Make you walk in peace and live in peace. May any and every evil be removed because the Lord is your shepherd. And no evil shall befall you because he's there, he's present, and he will deal with the evil on your behalf. Stand to your feet, please. No fear. I think it was Gerard who was telling me that one young pastor was challenging people that he wants to be in the same room with somebody who's infected with the coronavirus for 30 minutes. And he will... And he says that and he will prove that he will not be affected. Yeah, no, it's possible. If he doesn't have faith, he will be affected. If he believes, he may not be affected. But it, you see, because it you can't always be afraid of things. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have said that, hey, we are afraid of the fire. But there's always a consequence to you believing. That's why God said that, do not be afraid of the one who can kill the body and not the soul. If this body dies, it doesn't make it, it doesn't matter. Fear of death. To deliver those who, through fear of death, were all their lives, were in bondage. But you die. You'll be surprised where they will bury you when you die. Somebody came to see me in my office. He said, Bishop, I want you to help me find a place where when I die, I can lie down in peace. I don't like none of these places around. I'm still looking for a place. Yeah? Because if you see this place, you want to live forever. That's what some people say, cremate me. Cremate me. I don't want to be alive. So fear is gone out of your life in Jesus' name. From tonight, you will not be afraid of anything. The Bible says that the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The shepherd, the Lord, is on your side. Father, lift up your hands. Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. I command and I speak divine covering. Divine covering over their dear lives. Divine protection. Divine presence, the presence that will wear off evil, wear away danger, and wear off things that are invincible and things that we ourselves or they themselves cannot even see. May the presence of God and the presence of angels be with you from this day forward. Whatever presence was taken away because of whatever happened, I stand for you tonight and I release a fresh presence over your life. I release a fresh presence over your life. May you be covered. May you be protected. May you be guarded every blessed day of your life. From tonight, there has been a change in guard. The weak angels have been replaced. Stronger angels have been released on your behalf. You shall fear no foe. You shall not fear any pestilence or any pandemic. You will not be afraid. Fear is gone out of your heart, out of your life. I cast it out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.